PrivacySystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Okay, it's Rusty Chaffel here. I'm waiting for Randy to get back. So, Randy, do you want me to just start talking? Okay, so assuming that anybody out there can hear me, I don't know what happened to Randy. I'm here. Okay, we're talking about James Buchanan, the 15th president of the United States, who was a Democrat. He was sympathetic to the South, even though he was from Pennsylvania. As states were seceding from the Union, he did not know what to do. There were a lot of things that were just simply going against him.
Yeah, Pat Chatfield, I apologize. I had to take a phone call from Munson Hospital. I'm going to be going seeing Vicky this afternoon, so I apologize for the tardiness. A couple of text messages came in during your last segment. Interesting that a Democrat one-term president. And in your opinion, what you stated was you thought perhaps previously to reading this book that you thought he was a bad president. Other examples now are Jimmy Carter and Joe Biden.
Sure.
And one question they have, do you think the destiny of the country caused these one-term Democrats to be president that led to a revival of the country? If you look at the example, Abraham Lincoln in 1860 and what he endured, what he was forced to deal with, how he evolved, like you said, in the beginning of his presidency in his inaugural speech, he kind of referenced the fact that, hey, maybe let's do a constitutional amendment. Let's not go to war over this. If that's a way it can be avoided, let's do that. Jimmy Carter, the appeasement of OPEC and all the things that Iran hostages led to Ronald Reagan. And now Biden led to a renewed Donald Trump that I, he's blowing me away of all the things he's done in the first week and a half of being president. Do you think this is maybe God's plan on how these one-term Democrat presidents lead to a revival in America?
Maybe. Let me say a couple more things about Buchanan. He was
sure.
He was a single man. He's the only president to be single. And
really? I did not know that.
Yes. I think his niece came in and kind of ran the White House for him. And he was single. He was a good politician. You know, politicians kind of pride themselves in, you know, maneuvering and compromising you may say manipulating, whatever.
Yep.
I mean, that's what politicians do. He couldn't fix this problem. This problem, in my view, was unfixable. And he was confronted with some things that were not his fault, not all his fault. And he, in 1856, he promised to only run for one term. He never would have made it in 1860. Let me address... now, did God raise him up? I suppose. I'm taking what Lincoln said, Abraham Lincoln, in the second inaugural, and the war came, is what Lincoln said, and the war came. Nobody wanted the war. Everybody tried to avoid the war, both North and South. Nobody wanted the war. But in the end, the war came. And Lincoln said, and I believe to be true, as a payment for the sin of slavery. And it happened. There was no stopping it. So you say, well, a greater leader, Buchanan, could have avoided the war. No. The war could not have been avoided. The South now was saying that slavery was not just something we've got and we're kind of stuck with it. No, it's a positive good. It's a social blessing. Slavery is good. A lot of the South said that. And there's now what is going to convince people otherwise? There was no compromise left. There was no room for compromise. There was, and God used a lot of things. I talked about this last week a little bit. You remember the Kansas-Nebraska Act, which was based on the idea of what we call popular sovereignty. Stephen Douglas, his baby, he was promoting. He was a senator from Illinois who championed the idea. Let territories decide for themselves if they want to be slave or free. He believed in that. I'll give him that. And so when the Kansas-Nebraska territory opened up, Nebraska just wasn't suited for cotton growing or slavery, but Kansas was. And so you had people from the South sweep into Kansas and people from the North sweep into Kansas. And there was almost like a mini war, M-I-N-I war, a mini war there. It was called Bleeding Kansas. And there was two different sets of legislatures formed. One was in Lecompton and one was in Topeka. And most people think, and everything I've read, that the Lecompton Constitution, which endorsed slavery, was bogus, was false. It wasn't based on a legitimate vote, and it was a lot of things happening here. But James Buchanan accepted the Lecompton Constitution, whereas Stephen Douglas said no, that was not legit. He went with the Topeka. The Constitution came out of Topeka, which was free. So you had two different constitutions. And so Buchanan and Stephen Douglas split on this. When that happened, the South supported Buchanan, Southern Democrats, Northern right. Democrats supported Douglas. So, but what happened was that breach between Buchanan and Douglas carried on to 1860 and foretold that there was going to be a great splitting of the Democratic Party. The South
and,
went
and,
with
and when you have splits like that, your two core groups of base voters for your party are divided. That almost guarantees the other team's going to win.
That's what happened. That's exactly what happened. Northern Democrats voted for Douglas. Southern Democrats voted for Breckinridge, who was the VP under Buchanan. The Democratic vote was split. Abraham Lincoln wins the White House with 40% of the popular vote. Now, that was just all – that's what happens sometimes. Who knows the ins and outs of these things? Buchanan and Douglas learned to very much dislike each other. And there was also the Dred Scott decision, which is another. Sure. This thing helped split the party. Buchanan knew one of the men that decided this. The chief justice was Roger Taney, but one of the other justices leaked to Buchanan the decision that was coming. And Buchanan says out whatever – he said this kind of like this. Whatever the decision is, we've got to support the Dred Scott decision. He knew what the decision was, and it was going to be favorable to the South.
Sure.
Basically saying that black people were property and could be taken anywhere. So he pre-endorsed it. And Douglas, no, he was sticking with popular sovereignty. And so this further exacerbated the split in the Democratic Party, so that by now, not only did the Democrats of the South hate Republicans, they didn't like Northern Democrats, and so they were very much split. Then you had John Brown's raid in 1859, this rabid abolitionist who went to Harper's Ferry, at the time Virginia, and had plans to lead a great rebellion of slaves in the South so they could get their freedom.
Being a huge abolitionist, he thought he was called from God to lead that effort to get rid of slavery in America, and it didn't go well for him, but it again added fuel to the fire. The other thing I don't understand on that whole timing of things. This was so many people adding to this fuel from all these different angles. I mean, This had to be ordained and planned in providence by God, because you cannot line up this many dots. I'm sorry, but the human beings could not do this on their own.
Right. Nobody could see this coming. And Lincoln, later, as he looked in his second inaugural, looking back, he said, he could kind of see it.
Yeah.
He could kind of see it looking backward. You couldn't see it looking forward. Part of what I wanted to say about Buchanan, I mean, he tried. And first of all, he didn't try hard enough, I suppose. But my view now is, hey, the war had to come. And yeah, that's Lincoln's. And that was Lincoln's view. There had to be a war. There was no avoiding a war. A better leader, politician, might have procrastinated the war. But listen, let's play a what if in history. What if we would have gotten at the time would have been a 13th Amendment, the United States Constitution, in which the right for a state to have slavery would have been emphatically, articulately, very explicitly secured. What would have happened if that would have been the case?
Slavery would have continued in the South, but it would still have been going against humanity, going against God, going against the natural order of things. It would have continued to harm the country moving forward. We would never have gotten over it.
Exactly. So exactly right. Is that what we wanted as a country? Slavery completely enshrined? No. So you say, well, we should have compromised. How could we compromise?
Right. You had to have a loser. You had to have a winner, and then make the amendments accordingly.
So people like Ruffin and Hammond, mm-hmm. Edmund Ruffin, James Hammond, who were very much pushing the idea that slavery was a blessing, it was good, and this was good for the black people, and we needed people like that. Why? Because they so ostracized the country that the country indeed did go to war, and we did have blood, and the sin of slavery was atoned for, and we did get the 13th Amendment, and then the 14th and 15th Amendment, securing rights for the freed slaves. See, without that, we wouldn't have had it.
Right.
And nobody could have stopped. Now, Buchanan, granted, didn't do anything. And that's what most historians, you know, criticize him for. He did nothing.
Right.
But now I'm looking back.
That was his role in God's plan to connect all these dots and make it happen.
Yes,
amazing. Absolutely.
That's what I believe.
We got a lot of text messages again coming in. Mike, I want to get to his comments right out of the gate. We're going to take a short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of this conversation with Pastor Chatfield about James Buchanan, the Democrat 15th president of the United States, just before the Civil War, the election of Abraham Lincoln in 1860. Mike from downstate, Pastor Chatfield, has this comment. Weak men create hard times. Hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Thank God for Abraham Lincoln after Buchanan, Ronald Reagan after Jimmy Carter, and Donald J. Trump after Biden.
Yes, there's a lot of truth in that. Yes.
Well, because here's the thing. I get it because of your history lesson going back to Buchanan, which I did not know. Number one, he was a Democrat. I didn't know he was one term. I didn't know he was a single man. I didn't know all this stuff. And because of his failed leadership, it led to Abraham Lincoln, who was forced into dealing with this war. You know, just like, in my opinion, what I saw on TV, what I remember. Do you remember Nightline with Ted Koppel?
Sure.
That show was created. That show at 11:30 after the main 11 o'clock news was over, ABC came up with Nightline with Ted Koppel directly to report and to give daily updates on the Iran hostage crisis. 444 days, Ronald Reagan said, those people are still being held hostage the day I put my hand on the Bible. I'm using Trucker Randy-ism. I'm going to blow Iran off the face of the earth. I'll never forget the split screen on the TV when he was in that tuxedo, put his hand on the Bible with Nancy Reagan standing next to him. I, Ronald Wilson Reagan, do solemnly swear. ABC News split the screen. They had Reagan on the right, and on the left was that, I believe it was a C-130 cargo plane, with the hostages being marched out to it. And as he was giving his speech, the belly of the plane closed up. They taxied out to the runway, and the plane literally took off the ground when he said, so help me God. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. All right, to Mike. Failed leadership on Buchanan. Yes, he was just throwing up his hands and counting the days that he could get out of it, because he didn't know what to do. He didn't see he could do anything.
Right.
That's, he did nothing. However, now my point is this, though. True enough, he didn't do anything. But my point is, nobody could have fixed that. It was unfixable.
It was preordained by God that this was going to happen, and he was just one of the pawns in the play.
Right. A better leader might have tried other things.
Right.
He couldn't have done it. Now, I want to make this point, too. When Lincoln became president, he wanted to preserve the Union, and he was going to preserve it by force of arms if necessary.
Yeah.
And you've heard me say, yeah, a lot of our patriot friends say, well, yeah, well, he arrested some newspapermen in Illinois, and he arrested some legislators in Maryland, and he ignored
suspended
the Supreme Court.
Habeas corpus.
Okay, because he understood if we don't win this war, we're going to lose our country entirely. I'm going to do it. Strong leaders push the boundaries some. Now, President Trump is a strong leader. He is pushing some boundaries.
Yes, he
and
is.
He's just, listen, Buchanan was, I'm not saying he's a bad man. He wanted to compromise. The Southerners were his friends, his political allies. But, you know, in the end, nobody liked him. He right. left office with hardly anybody liking him.
Yep.
That's just the way it is. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Where exactly, refresh my memory, where exactly is the James Buchanan Library at?
No,
it doesn't exist.
Yeah, I don't know if there is one. I mean, everybody's got some sort of marker somewhere.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
he was no Lincoln.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying he's terrible, but nobody could have fixed that problem.
Nobody.
I don't believe. It just couldn't have been fixed. That's my take on Buchanan. I'm cutting him a little more slack. Was he a good president? Well, he still wasn't good, but he was used of God. His doing virtually nothing during his lame duck did help propel us to a civil war, which was necessary, and it was necessary to overthrow slavery and to make our country a better country.
Amen. Absolutely. Just like Jimmy Carter's misery index, the three indexes that was created by him, high unemployment, high inflation, high interest rates, the Iran hostages, high the fuel lines that we experienced, you know, miles long of getting in line to get gas.
Hey,
it was time for a change.
Some of our younger listeners don't believe this, but in, March, April, June-ish, everybody was thinking Reagan, there was no way he was going to defeat Carter.
Yeah.
I mean, he was too conservative. I remember a lot of people saying that he was too conservative, and they were wrong. And a lot of people 3 months before President Trump won his second term were saying, oh, it's a done deal. They were wrong.
Oh, yeah. Kamala Harris is going to win in a landslide.
Yeah. President Trump is a strong leader, and he does what he says, and he says a lot. He does. That's the way he is.
Yep.
And so there you go.
Well, I texted you a homework assignment for next Friday, please.
Okay.
William McKinley. Donald
okay.
Trump renaming the mountain back to Mount McKinley. The liberal progressives changed it to Mount Denali, and he's changing it back. Why did he do it, and what does he have in common with Donald Trump?
Okay, I'll do it.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you so much for today, and we'll see you on the radio Sunday from 11 to noon.
Amen.
Hour number three, today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis.